Here, Denham.
Here.
Denham here, Batten. Chesbro. Chesbro here, Marget. Marget here, McClintock. Romero. Soto. Soto here, Vincent.
Are we doing okay? Look okay. You want to remember this conversation?
Assembly Bill 2561 by Assemblymember Tirico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, good afternoon. I'm here to present AB 2561, co-authored by Mr. Horton and myself. Current law requires all IT contracts with the state for IT goods or services that contain progress payments to include a performance bond in the amount of 50%. We found that to be an impractical requirement, so the bill would authorize discretionary, wouldn't mandate, but it would be a discretionary authority on the agencies to lower the bond requirement.
Okay.
That's basically the essence of the bill. I do have several witnesses testifying in support of the bill.
Okay. Witnesses in support.
Hi, I'm Carol Hinton. I'm with the Information Technology Association of America. We're the lead sponsor of the bill, joined by TechNet and AEA. We just want to merely say that this bill represents nearly a year's worth of work between the IT industry and the administration, and it will address an important business problem. It's critical that we pass this bill now because there is approximately $1 billion of state contracts coming down the pipe, and that could trigger an enormous amount of bonding capacity that we think is just really unwarranted. Other states don't follow this type of situation, so we appreciate your support for the bill. Jim?
Jim Hawley with TechNet. We're 150 technology companies, mostly based in California, also in strong support of the bill for the reasons that Carol mentioned. I just want to say that this is needed to ensure that the preservation of competition for California IT contracts and to ensure that taxpayers get the best possible deal for their money. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Ed Howard on behalf of the American Electronics Association, also a co-sponsor, also in strong support for all of the reasons stated, would like to thank Assembly Members Tirico and Horton for their leadership. Ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Chair, members, Randy Perry with Aaron Reed and Associates. On behalf of Granite Financial Services, they're a disabled veteran business enterprise, and Bearing Point Corporation.
Dave Helms, and on behalf of Unisys in support.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mark Aprea, on behalf of the Hewlett-Packard Company, also in support.
Cliff Berg, on behalf of EDS, in support.
Chris McKaylee, on behalf of Natoma Technologies, a certified small business in California.
And Kathy Van Osten, on behalf of SAP. Just one point I'd like to add is that it's not only a matter of SAP competing for bids, but also being able to partner with quality companies in partnerships in procuring some of the state contracts. So very, very strongly in support of the bill.
Yes, Mr. Marget.
I can see where the manufacturers of informational tech equipment would benefit from this. What about the consumer themselves, so the state of California? Where do they benefit?
Well, I think that by lowering the bonding requirements and making them more realistic, we're going to get more bids, more competitive bids, better product, lower prices. I think we all benefit from that, sir.
Okay, but when we lower the bonding requirements, is it adjusted at the whim of the agency who is soliciting the bids? In other words, if it's a $5 million deal, is that it, or is it? How tell me.
It's
how
not at the whim of the vendors. It is at the.
No, not the vendors. I know right. It's the whim of the state of California. But how is?
Departments and agencies have a variety of mechanisms of risk protections that they can balance off. The over reliance on performance bonds, we think, is, out of line, and that they should use warranties, service agreements.
Well, what about the delivery? In other words, you're going to deliver, or the state expects the delivery of some informational equipment by January 1st, and Hewlett-Packard, for instance, says, yes, we'll deliver by January 1st, but we don't see it until April 1st of the following year.
Actually, that's probably a bad example, because bonds are generally never used in hardware purchases. We're talking about with the larger services contracts, such as a large Medi-Cal contract or the big corrections IT contract that's going to be coming down. But to answer your question about the consumer, the taxpayers will win and will benefit in the end if this legislation is allowed to pass, because it will truly result in lower costs that the state must incur today that is buying insurance, buying bonding capacity for a kind of a false sense of security blanket.
Well, wait a minute. It isn't a false blanket of insurance on the thing. I mean, a surety assures the state of California that there's going to be delivery of a service by a particular date.
Performance bonds were created in the construction industry,
right,
building a bridge or a dam where you had to go out and buy steel and whatnot. In a IT services contract, the federal government has long since gone away from this as an approach. It isn't used hardly anymore outside of California because you're buying this bond, and if the department or agency were to find that the IT contract had failed, the bond could be triggered, which it hasn't been, by the way, in years. Nobody can remember the last time there was one triggered. The money would just go back into the general fund. So it's not even like buying insurance for that IT project.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may think that I'm an adversary. I mean, I'm not, because I came out of the construction industry and saw the fallacies of this. But I just wanted to grill you a little bit,
yeah,
to make sure that we're getting information that's appropriate.
Okay. Any other questions? Senator Denham.
What's the expedient nature of this bill?
The expediency? Why is it needed so early?
Why can't we wait till next year?
Because
why
there's $1 billion of bonds coming down in the next year that would trigger $500 million worth. I mean, $1 billion worth of IT contracts that could potentially trigger $500 million of bonds.
How much?
$500 million.
Current law requires 50% bonding.
And this law merely, the biggest thing that this law does is takes away that 50% rule and reduces it. It takes away the percentage and gives DGS the discretion to come up with the appropriate amount. So it's not to say that there won't still be performance bonds. We're very fine with that. We think they should be used like other states use them for like a 10% bonding amount.
And you just learned of this need 4 days ago, 5 days ago?
No. We've been working with the administration for the better part of a half a year, and this bill very much is being brought forth in concert with them. They're not officially in support of the bill, but they're very much okay with it.
There was not another vehicle 6 months ago then?
6 months ago, we just weren't in the same part of our conversation with them about the importance.
Where were you at in your conversation 3 months ago?
We were working with them, and they hadn't signaled that they wanted to tackle it this year.
So they just signaled the last few days?
Yes, sir, at the beginning of the month.
Okay, any other questions, any opposition? Seeing and hearing none, members, Ms. Tirico, thank you. I think I'll be carrying this bill for you, right, on the floor? It's a good bill, members, and if we're trying to avoid sole sourcing, this is it, quite frankly. More competition. As Mr. Marget said, we need to get into the 20th century here. We need more tools and more private sector tools, quite frankly, in our contracting. So, Senator Chesbrough moves the bill. Please call the roll.
Flores.
Aye.
Flores, aye. Denham.
Aye.
Denham, aye. Batten. Chesbrough.
Aye.
Chesbrough, aye. Marget.
Aye.
Marget, aye. McClintock. Romero. Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Vincent.
Aye.
Vincent, aye.
6-0. 6-0, and we will move on to the floor. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The important bills.